Okay, at this time, I would like for us to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. As I said earlier, my topic this morning is foundation. The title is taken out of 1 Corinthians, although I'd like to read the passage in Luke chapter 6, first of all. But the title of the message this morning is, Take Heed to Your Foundation. As I said in the Sunday school, as in children's class this morning, there's many things that we build. There's many things that we spend much time in trying to figure out what is going to make this building secure. How is this building, the longevity of a building, how's that foundation going to make sure that that building is going to stand? My understanding is when this church house was built, there was some extra measures taken to get the water out from this building, underneath this building, so this building can stand the test of time. There was certain measures taken. And this morning the call is to take heed to your foundation. Take heed to what your life is being built upon. Is what you're building on this morning, is it going to stand this pandemic? Is it going to stand the test of time? You know, I believe this is, as one person has said it, this is a thunderclap from God. And God wants to get our attention. As you think about a thunderstorm, you think about when that lightning flashes and the thunder rolls, there's power. And it gets your attention, especially if it's close. I remember as a young boy, we had a chicken farm, and our buildings were open and we gathered our eggs by hand. And one day as I was gathering those eggs, there was a thunderstorm moved through, and the lightning was very close. And I was touching one of the cages just a little bit, and it zapped me, and it scared me. It got my attention. I believe that's what God wants for us in this time. God wants to get our attention, and He's using different measures to get our attention. And this morning, He's calling us to take heed to my foundation, to your foundation. Are you digging deep in that foundation of Jesus Christ? Let's read Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. And why call ye me, Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me, and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built his house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation, built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Notice these two men had the same experience, the same things of water, of storm. But look what house lasted. The house that was built on Jesus Christ. And notice there, he did what Jesus said. The other one did not. He did what he thought was maybe good, but he did not follow the sayings of Jesus. As we think about the message today, I want us to look at something that I believe is very foundational. As I said about buildings and their foundations, we want our foundation done right. We want it to stand the test of time. And I've probably shared this incident here before. As you think of the Twin Towers in New York City had to have a magnificent foundation to stand the test of time and to stand even the planes that wrecked into that building. And as they went to go build these buildings, they began to see that there was a riverbed where these buildings were wanting to be built. So crews begin to excavate, to dig, and they discovered that they're going to have to go about 60 to 80 feet deep before they're going to find good bedrock to build these buildings upon. So they began. They began to dig 3-foot trenches, 22 feet long. And as they dug those, they put a slur, a bentonite, and like a clay slur down in those trenches to keep the water at bay. And once they got down to bedrock, then they began to dump concrete. And the concrete was heavier than the slur, and so the slur came to the top and the concrete went to the bottom. Once they had the concrete in and the slur all pumped out, then they stuck re-rod down through there, rebar. And they did this, and they had to do 152 of these 3 foot wide by 22 feet long, like making a big bathtub. And as they removed the dirt then from the center of that bathtub, they had to do tiebacks because of all the dirt and the water that was wanting to push on those walls until the building was again was built. And so they had to reinforce it. And as the tiebacks were removed, as the building was then up, the tiebacks could be removed because the building was then also helping the structure. But the day that those buildings were then wrecked into, it didn't take long till they had realized that those bottom walls that were underground had moved a foot. And so they had to go back and put in some of those ties to secure that wall. What am I saying this morning? We need, in our lives today, we need to dig deep into God's Word so that we can stand the test of time as these buildings did. When was the last time that you took heed to your foundation? What is your foundation like? You know, we live in a world where there's a lots of probabilities. We say we may do this, we'll probably do this tomorrow, on and on and on. There's lots of things that are not secure, that are not sure. We may not have a job tomorrow. Our government may have many issues. But we know and we understand from God's Word, and that's my focus this morning, is that we dig deep into God's Word. We go there. We understand that God's Word is secure. God is secure. In Psalms 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven." Forever will not go wrong as we follow God. Other things that are blessings, are sure things from God is salvation, the second coming of Jesus, peace in our hearts, the mercies of God that we already received this morning. Those are all sure things that we can receive from God. The promises of God's Word. As we think of death, death is something that is sure. Unless God comes before we die. Eternity All these things, as we look into God's word, are sure. They're steadfast. Everything about God and his word is sure. As we look at creation, and that's one of my favorite songs, "This Is My Father's World." You know, if we don't have the creation principle as a foundation in our lives, we're going to struggle at large of how God's word and what it means to us if we can't believe Genesis 1:1 and the verses there following. God's word is sure. Psalms 19, verse 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." As you read John 15, 10, we see then words like "if." And the only ifs in the word of God are in regards to my response, to your response to God, to his promises. If we do this, we will be like this, or we will be like that. John 15, verse 10, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." It's only as we keep his commandments that we will abide in his love. As we understand God's word, as we understand God's commandment, we then be obedient. We are building upon that sure foundation. As I think about, I ask myself the question, how deep is my foundation? How deep is my spiritual house built? Notice these houses both had floods. They both beat vehemently. These houses were both beat vehemently against wind, rain, floods. One house stood, the other one fell. I believe the difference between these two men was obedience. The one did the sayings of Jesus. It wasn't enough just to know his teachings. Jesus wanted, and he wants us, and he wanted them back there as he was teaching to do these things, to be obedient. And I believe as we are obedient to God's word, we are building upon that foundation. And that's why it's important as we teach our children God's words, God's principles, that we are starting to build their foundation, that they have something to work from. For if we do what God commands in his word, we are building a sure foundation. So if you forget all else this morning, remember this. If I obey what God has said in his word, I am building upon a sure foundation. We may not always understand as we live in this time of coronavirus. We don't always understand these things. But we trust God and we know that he knows what is best. And so we continue to follow him. We continue to be obedient to him and his word. So this morning, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. First Corinthians chapter 3, where the title is taken from this morning, "Take Heed," in verse 10. But I'd like to read verses 10 through 17, and I realize we came through this in our Sunday school. But it's been a little while, and I trust that we can learn again as we think about our foundation, as we look at our foundation. And I believe that this is a time where we have, I'm going to say extra time, but I believe it's a thunderclap again of God's provision, God's mercy upon us, and it's saying just step back and take heed to your foundation. What are you building upon? Let's read 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 through 17. "According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed, how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon his foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. We see here in verse 10, take heed. What does that word mean? Take heed. Take heed. I believe as Paul was speaking to the Corinthians here, he wanted them to take heed. He wanted them to take an inventory of their foundation. Notice there in the first part, he says, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereupon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. See, I believe it's important in our time today as we live for God. God is giving us that thunderclap to get our attention. Why? Because God tries to get our attention in smaller ways sometimes, but we don't always listen. We're not taking heed. Why? Because I believe we're too busy. We live in a society, we live, and I should I say, even in our churches, it's a go, go, go mentality. And if you're not busy, sometimes you get looked at as weird, or maybe you're not doing what you should be. But I want for us, as we live in this time where you have extra time, to simply take heed to the foundation. And that may look different for different people. For me, one of those areas of taking heed to my foundation is that of, at our new house, we have some acreage, some woods. And so mornings, not every morning, but I tried to do it at least every Sunday morning, is to go out in those woods and just simply have a time alone with God. A time where you can just understand, you can take heed, you can take an inventory of your life, and you can then make changes as God points areas in my life, as God points areas in your life. And so maybe it's just simply taking heed may simply be that of going for a walk. Maybe it's simply going to your quiet place in your house somewhere and just to allow God to speak into your life. Maybe it's at your workplace and God gives you another thunderclap and says, hey, you need to make changes here if you're going to want a good foundation. We see here Paul was as the wise master builder. He had given the Corinth here a foundation. He was bringing to them Jesus Christ. He was telling them that Jesus Christ is a sure foundation as a Christian. And I ask the question again, why is it so important that I know my foundation? Because the foundation is what controls the building. The foundation dictates the product that will be used or needed to build that building. If we don't know our foundation, if we don't know Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that we don't know him intimately, then there's going to be a problem with our foundation. And I believe here Paul is saying, as the wise master builder, he's warning them not to go on other people's experience and to, as he says in earlier, of Apollos, not to go on their experience, not to necessarily just build on their foundation, but build upon Jesus Christ. He was showing them who to build their foundation upon. If we don't know our foundation, we will have problems. The other thing that I think about too is sometimes we know our foundation, but yet we try to add other things. And as you think of a building, I know Mike and Emily are building a house right now. And as Mike would be going, and I trust Mike, this is okay to use you as an example here. Don't take nothing personal. But as you think about, as Mike builds his house, he knows his foundation. He knows his foundation is secure. But all of a sudden, last minute, he's saying, "Oh, you know what? It'd be nice for me to just build another room out here on this side to put something in." Whatever it is. And so he hurries, slaps something together, and he makes it look good and match the house, and doesn't put any foundation on that section of the house. Looks good, matches, it's going to work. Is it? Will it stand the test of time? Will it affect the rest of that building? I believe it will. All of a sudden, Mike wakes up one morning, and there's a storm that moved through. Maybe it was that thunderstorm, that high winds. And part of that building is, part of his house, where he added on to that area, is collapsed. Or the wall has fell in, or something happened to it. But it's not going to just affect that room. It's going to affect the structure of his house. And that's why I believe it's so important that as we know our structure, that we don't just make these little rooms aside from Jesus Christ. Our whole foundation needs to be built upon Jesus Christ. So many times we try to add these things and we think that it's a good thing, but yet we end up taking away from a foundation that normally would be secure. But we try to add other things. We try to justify our actions, our work. And that's why I simply say, in talking to myself, first of all, even through this pandemic, even through this time of where a lot of people have extra time, we've been really busy at work. But I understand that if we don't make time, it's not going to happen. Whether it's spending time with my family, spending time with my wife, we need to know our foundation. As the thunderclap, as God gives us that thunderclap, to take heed to our foundation. And as we look at our foundation, and if we would take our attitudes, we would take our motives, we would take our dreams, and we would lay that upon that foundation that we are building upon. And I trust this morning that is Jesus Christ. But if we would take all these things and lay it on that foundation, would it fit that foundation? You know, God wants us to have, as we follow God's blueprint, he wants us to have plumb walls, square corners, a good structure that's deep, that will stand the test of time. Let's take heed to the foundation. like to just look at then how to know our foundation. How to know our foundation, and as we, I believe, first of all, if we want to know our foundation, is we need to read God's Word. I like to listen to Bible on audio. Maybe I'm driving down the road or doing something else where I can listen to God's Word. Reading for me doesn't always come the easiest, and so listening is much better for me. But knowing the Bible, we need to understand God's Word. We need to spend time. We need to dig deep. And I believe as we know God's Word, we're going to know our foundation, and we're going to make our motives, our attitudes, our dreams fit that foundation because we know what God wants. God's foundation is secure. As we read God's Word, it will light our path. It will be the bread of life. It will help us to know what is foolishness and what is wise, what is wisdom. Secondly, pray. Pray often and talk to God. When I'm out in the woods in the mornings, I like to just verbally talk with God and to speak to Him, get to know God through prayer. And I believe as we pray, the Holy Spirit continues to speak into our lives. Thirdly, is ask your family. Ask your family to speak into your life. Maybe there's some inconsistencies. And we need to ask our family and say, how can I do this better? What are some ways that we can do family better? We can take heed to our foundation, that we can know our foundation. Secondly, then, we like to look at, as we see here, there are certain things, I believe, as we look at God's Word that we need to build upon. Verse 12 talks about taking heed to the materials we are using to build. Talks of some of the things that are strong, that are hard, that will last the test of time. Paul mentions some other things then as well that are consumed by fire, that won't last the heat of life. So we need to know what are good building materials. We can build upon Jesus Christ, and we know that it will last. Only in then will it last, will our foundation be sure, and will pass the fire of judgment. As we see, we need to build our lives upon good things. Verse 12 talks about foundation of gold, silver, precious stone. Those are good, hard materials. And we see that these good materials are very important to our structure. If we build out of sticks and hay, wood, stubble, those things won't last. But oftentimes that's what we end up building with because it's easier to find those. 1 Peter talks about being lively stones. We need to be, not only do we need good building material to build a building, but we also need to be good building material. As you think about the church, 1 Peter talks about, as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So this morning, what are you using as building material? Are you using that which Paul says here, gold, silver, precious stones, are using that hay, wood, stubble? You know, as a church, we need good foundation. We need good building materials. And each one of you, each one that is listening here at Messiah this morning, we are part of that building material that is building the church of Jesus Christ. And together we need to build and to help build the church that will last the test of time. You know, as we think of these other things that will not last, this wood, hay, stubble, I believe we get a tinge or a smell of the world as we think of these things that won't last. But there again, I find myself gravitating towards those things. But instead, I believe we need to build upon that which is good, gold, silver, precious stone. And in closing, I believe the reason the foundation is so important is when I don't build well, we suffer loss. And secondly, when I don't build well, it affects the church. Verse 17, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. My encouragement to you this morning is take heed to your foundation. What are you building upon? Will your dreams, your motives, your attitudes this coming week, will they fit that foundation of Jesus Christ? Let us pray together.